The role of emotional intelligence in shaping human behavior and success. Recent studies in the biology of personality and emotion show that genetics play a role in shaping human intelligence and personality. This leads to two important questions. What aspects of ourselves can we change? And why do some intelligent people struggle in life while less intelligent people succeed? The answer lies in a set of skills known as emotional intelligence. Evolution gave humans emotions to help them survive dangerous situations. Our ancestors often faced life and death challenges, and they needed strong emotions to react quickly. Today, we still have this ancient emotional system, but it can sometimes overpower our logical thinking. In modern society, this means we have two minds, one that thinks and one that feels. The rational mind allows us to ponder and reflect, while the emotional mind is impulsive and powerful. Usually, these two minds work together, but strong emotions can sometimes take over and dominate our rational thoughts. The evolution of the brain's emotional centers. The brain's emotion centers evolved first. The limbic system, which surrounds the brainstem, is the center for passionate emotions. The brainstem also affects memory and learning. Later, the neocortex evolved, which is where thinking happens. The amygdala then develops on the sides of the brain. These structures store emotional memories. The amygdala adds emotional meaning and passion to life. In a crisis, it reacts much faster than the neocortex. This means the emotional brain can act independently from the thinking brain. The amygdala makes memories of emotional experiences, like pleasure or danger, more vivid and intense. The amygdala pushes you to act, while the cortex acts like a brake, controlling or stifling your feelings. Emotional hijacking happens when the amygdala is triggered, and the neocortex fails to control it. These strong emotions can disrupt your attention and clear thinking. Instead of trying to get rid of their feelings, people should aim to balance reason and emotion intelligently. Parts of emotional intelligence. IQ plays a smaller role than emotional intelligence in determining success in life. Emotional intelligence includes skills like self-motivation, persistence, controlling impulses, managing moods, understanding others' feelings, and having hope. Both IQ and emotional intelligence matter, but they work independently. Someone might be very smart but struggle with emotions, causing many problems. Yale psychologist Peter Salovey studied emotional intelligence in five areas: knowing your own emotions, managing them, staying motivated, empathy, and handling relationships. 1. Self-awareness. Knowing your emotions. Self-awareness is crucial. It means understanding your emotions. Often feelings are hidden or unconscious. Being self-aware involves paying attention to your emotions, even during intense times. Psychologist John Mayer describes it as knowing both your mood and thoughts about that mood. This awareness helps you manage your emotions better, like shaking off a bad mood. Emotional self-awareness is the foundation for handling your feelings effectively. 2. Managing emotions, handling your feelings. Since ancient times, people have valued self-control and the ability to manage their emotions. However, life would be dull without passion. Finding a middle ground is key. Aim for handling emotions appropriately. Managing emotions is like a full-time job. Many daily activities, from work to hobbies, help maintain emotional balance. Learning to calm strong emotions, especially intense ones, is crucial. Our brains don't always let us control when emotions hit or what they are. But with effort, behavior changes, or sometimes medication, we can influence how long and how intensely we feel emotions. Anger can be particularly tough to handle because it's energizing and can linger for hours, putting us on edge and making us more easily provoked. Distraction and time alone or exercising can help cool off anger. Emotions like sadness and grief can help calm anger, but they also raise the risk of depression. To break out of cycles of depression, therapists teach people to challenge negative thoughts and find enjoyable distractions like exercise, treats, or helping others. Looking at situations in a more positive way can also make a big difference. 3. Self-motivation. Using emotion to meet your goals. Positive motivation is crucial for achieving goals. Top athletes, musicians, and chess masters succeed because they consistently practice over many years, starting early in life. Emotions are key to success because they can either boost or hinder our natural abilities. Learning to control emotions, delay impulses, and wait for rewards are vital life skills that impact many aspects of life, like maintaining a diet or earning a college degree. Anxiety can hurt intelligence, while a positive mood can enhance thinking. Harnessing anxiety can even motivate some people to perform better. Experts describe the link between anxiety and performance as a curve. Too little anxiety means low motivation and poor performance, while too much can impair thinking. Peak performance happens in the middle, in a slightly elevated state known as hypomania, which is ideal for creative tasks like writing. Hope and optimism also play crucial roles. Hope means staying positive and not giving up during setbacks. Optimism involves expecting things to go well. Optimists see failure as something they can learn from, which keeps them from becoming depressed when things don't work out. Optimism is a smart attitude that boosts success in the business world. Self-efficacy, believing you can control your life and handle challenges, is the foundation of both hope and optimism. Psychologists recognize a high-performance state called flow, where people use their emotional intelligence most positively. Flow happens when you're fully engaged in a task you're skilled at and passionate about. It's that sweet spot between boredom and anxiety. Emotions are positive and focused on the task. Flow feels like being in a zone where you forget about yourself and concentrate completely. Your brain stays calm, helping you tackle tough tasks effortlessly. To help people, even kids, achieve flow, encourage them to do activities they genuinely enjoy over and over. For empathy, mastering the fundamental people skill. Understanding people's feelings becomes easier when you're aware of your own emotions. Building rapport, which comes from empathy, is crucial for connecting with others. People who can sense how others feel tend to be more balanced, liked, outgoing, and sensitive. Empathy begins early in life through attunement, where parents mirror their infants' nonverbal cues. This mirroring reassures infants and helps them feel emotionally connected. Attunement requires being calm enough to notice subtle nonverbal signals from others, which strengthens our ability to empathize throughout our lives. 5. Handling relationships. Dealing with other people. The ability to express emotions is crucial for social skills. Emotions can spread between people during interactions. We often copy each other's body language without realizing it, which can synchronize our moods. This synchronization is similar to how infants and parents connect emotionally and plays a big role in how well we relate to others. The better you become at understanding others' emotions and controlling your own signals, the more you can influence how others feel. This is a key part of using your emotional intelligence effectively. Practical use of emotional understanding. Emotional intelligence plays a crucial role in various aspects of everyday life. Administration. Emotional intelligence plays a crucial role in everyday life, especially in management. Some bosses with bad attitudes can lower productivity and push away employees. Using emotional intelligence in business can prevent these problems and save money. Feedback is essential for emotionally intelligent managers. They should give and receive it without seeing it as criticism or a personal attack. To give constructive criticism, talk directly to the person. Show empathy and give specific praise along with criticism. Focus on finding solutions. In today's economy, where knowledge workers are key, a team's emotional intelligence is vital. Successful teams work well together and use each person's talents effectively. Matrimony. Emotional intelligence plays a crucial role in keeping marriages strong amid social and personal pressures that strain relationships. Since men and women develop different emotional skills in childhood, understanding this can help couples communicate better. Criticism is a major red flag in marriages, but it's essential to criticize actions without attacking the person. Personal attacks can make people defensive and ashamed, triggering fight or flight responses. Child rearing. When it comes to raising children, studies indicate a decline in their emotional well-being worldwide. This shows up as increased withdrawal, anxiety, depression, attention issues, and delinquent behavior. Both children and adults can benefit from learning 5 key emotional skills to navigate these challenges effectively. Medical science. Emotions are tightly linked to our health. Stress weakens our immune system, making us more prone to infections. Negative feelings, like hostility, are connected to heart disease. But any strong negative emotion can harm our physical health. Relaxation exercises and talking about our problems can help counter these effects. In fact, discussing our issues can boost our immune system. Doctors should recognize that managing emotions can prevent diseases, and patients do better when their psychological needs are addressed. Understanding emotions well is emotional literacy. Emotional literacy is similar to what we now call emotional intelligence. It's about learning to set aside our immediate emotions and self-centered thoughts. By doing this, we can understand ourselves better, control our feelings, stay motivated, accept others, and build healthier relationships with them. Key points. 1. Emotional intelligence helps balance emotions and reason, crucial for success in life. 2. Understanding emotions is key to managing them effectively. 3. Self-awareness forms the foundation for emotional control and resilience. 4. Emotional intelligence includes skills like empathy and relationship management. 5. Optimism and hope play significant roles in achieving goals and overcoming setbacks. 6. Emotional literacy enhances personal growth and strengthens relationships. 7. Managing emotions is vital for physical health and well-being.